This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. No explanation has been given by North Korea over Kim Jong-un's sudden reappearance, but video aired by his state-run news agency may hold some clues and its own messaging. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports.
Firstly, no explanation is given as to where Kim has been since he was last seen on April 11th. The news anchor, who's very famous in North Korea, only talks about the ribbon-cutting event itself. The fertilizer factory is touted as evidence of Kim's progress on keeping his country's economy and food stocks safe and secure in the face of sanctions. Kim's surrounded by senior officials, including his sister, a party leader, and the country's premier. To international observers, though, including the Center for Nonproliferation Studies in California, the factory is actually believed to be part of North Korea's secret nuclear program. Uranium can be a byproduct of the process to make certain fertilizers, including the type the factory is said to handle.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. President Trump on Twitter wrote he was glad to see that Kim is back and well. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says his government will make face masks mandatory for commuters in public transportation starting Monday and will ease some restrictions for businesses.
Una de ellas es la obligación de utilizar a partir del próximo lunes.
Traffic and public transport usage has plummeted under the state of emergency established in Spain on March 14th. Sanchez said also on Monday that Spain will roll back more restrictions, including letting customers go to restaurants and cafes to take away food. Sanchez also announced that he will ask the parliament for an extension of the state of emergency that is set to expire on May 9th. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit